Morning Watch, Crystallization, Study of 1 and 2 Samuel, Week 6, Spiritual Principles, Life Lessons, and Holy Warnings Seen in the History of David. Related Verses, Galatians 5, verses 17, 24, and 21. For the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. For these oppose each other, that you would not do the things that you desire. Verse 24. But they who are of Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and its lusts. Verse 21. Envyings, bouts of drunkenness, carousings, and things like these, of which I tell you beforehand, even as I have said before, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Romans 14, verse 17. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Romans 12, verses 18 to 21. If possible, as far as it depends on you, live in peace with all men. Do not avenge yourselves, beloved, but give place to the wrath of God, for it is written, Vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. But if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink, for in doing this you will heap coals of fire upon his head. Do not be conquered by evil, but conquer evil with good. Ephesians 4, verse 26. Be angry, yet do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your indignation. Matthew 10, verses 38 and 39. And he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He who finds his soul life shall lose it, and he who loses his soul life for my sake shall find it. Related Reading. Under God's sovereignty, David was selected to become an attendant of Saul. God put these two together to live and work together very closely. Eventually, however, the closer they became, the more Saul hated David. Saul and David became a test to each other. Saul was exposed as a person who was opposite to God's will, and David was manifested to be a man according to God's heart. This was God's sovereignty. For David to be tested in his relationship with Saul meant that David was continually put on the cross. The saints in the church life, especially the elders, may become a test, a cross, to us. Likewise, in married life, our spouse will be a cross to us. Since there should be neither divorce nor separation, the only way for us in our married life is to go to the cross and remain there, allowing the cross to terminate our flesh and our particular kind of ambition. David was successful in every mission that Saul sent him on. The secret of David's success was his wisdom. Even as a youth, he behaved in a very wise way. Because David acted wisely, Saul set him over the men of battle, and it was good in the sight of all the people, and also in the sight of Saul's servants. Whatever Saul did to David became a good opportunity for David to gain favor with the people. As David returned from striking the Philistines, the women came out of all the towns of Israel to meet Saul, and they said, Saul has struck down his thousands, but David his 10,000s. When Saul heard this praise, he was displeased and said, They ascribe 10,000s to David, but to me they ascribe only thousands. And what more can he have except the kingdom? So Saul eyed David from that day on. Saul was angry and was envious of David. There are many Sauls in the church life today. We may become envious when others are approved and we are not. For example, suppose you share in a meeting and hardly anyone says amen. Then someone else shares and he receives many amens. Saul went from being envious of David to plotting how he might kill him without damaging his own name. Through all of Saul's persecution, David did not fight or do anything to avenge himself. The only thing he did was flee. From David's experience under Saul's persecution, we need to learn an important lesson, that in the church life there should not be anything of the flesh. There should be no anger, no devices, no conspiracies, and no plots. The church is the kingdom of God, and in the church there must be the divine authority with the proper order. David feared God and did not dare to overthrow the order arranged by God. It would be a shame for us to say that we are in the Lord's recovery, yet we do not know that there is a God-ordained order. Rebellion and fighting annul the church life. We should just live Christ in the Spirit, that we may live a church life according to the divine ordained order. Avenging and fighting back are matters of the flesh. In the kingdom of God, the flesh has to be ruled out. Galatians 5 verse 17 says that the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. Verse 24 says that they who are of Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and its lusts. Verse 21 says that those who partake of the things of the flesh will not inherit the kingdom of God. If we are partakers with the flesh, we are through with the kingdom and will have no share in it. Things such as jealousy, outbursts of anger, factions, and divisions are foreign articles in the kingdom.